Yes, for some reason the call disconnected, sir. I was reading to you a statement B. I'm going to make it really brief for you. We're already on 30%. Statement B, sir, reads, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which statement would you... is closer to your opinion? Statement A, what I read previously, and or statement B?
Sorry, what? Can you reread A again?
Yes, statement A reads, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And statement B reads, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. A?
Yeah.
And would you, and would that be somewhat toward the statement A, or much more towards the statement A?
Somewhat.
Let me go ahead and I'll note that down. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I'm going to read you three statements. The first statement reads, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the second statement reads, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And the third and last statement reads, our government and political system won't work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one comes closer to your opinion?
B.
A?
B, B.
B? Okay.
Yeah.
And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planets? Do you feel negative or positive for the future of the planets?
Negative.
And your own future, is would you feel negative or positive?
Positive.
And the future of the country, negative or positive?
Negative.
Okay. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
Easier.
And would that be somewhat easier or much easier?
Much easier.
And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I'm going to read you a list starting with I don't have time to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates. It's too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged. And my vote won't matter because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me to, and people like me to vote. Please select up to a two.
B, or the second one. That's it.
Okay, go ahead and I note that down. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. All politicians, Republicans, Democrats, racist politicians. Which of those?
Who makes it harder to vote?
Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? All politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or racist politicians?
I don't.
You may select all that apply.
All that apply. Okay. Sure.
Would you say all politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or racist politicians, or all four of them?
All four of them, I guess.
Okay.
I don't feel like that one, like, is harder. I don't feel like any of them are making it harder. Is there, like, none? None of these?
Or, yes, there is a choice for none of the above. Would you like to leave that one, none of the above?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Let me go ahead and note that down. And below is a list of political threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country. Of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen. A 5 means that you are not sure. And a 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. The first threat reads, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters or at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. Do you think the threat will happen or it won't happen from 0 to 10?
0.
What about the threat that reads restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters? Do you think that the threat will certainly not happen, or will it happen from 0 to 10?
0.
What about the threat that reads arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote? Would you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
Sorry, can you say it one more time?
Yes, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. Do you think that it would happen from 0 to 10?
Maybe like 2.
2. Okay. And what about creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
Maybe 2.
Okay, and what about increasing political violence in response to American elections? From 0 to 10, do you think it would happen?
2.
What about the threat that reads, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal? Do you think it would happen from 0 to 10?
Six.
Okay. And what about the threat that reads, having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote? Do you think it would happen from 0 to 10?
0.
What about the threat that reads, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
two.
What about the threat that reads, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors? Would you think it would happen from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. Go ahead and I'll note that down. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Do you think it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, or a small problem, or not a problem at all?
Somewhat of a problem.
Okay, and have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
Okay, and below are...
Sorry.
are some statements. We're actually at 71%, sir. We're almost done. I'm gonna make it really brief for you. We are at 71. Or may I call you? Okay. Within an hour from now, or 30 minutes from now?
Sure.
We'll be reaching you back. Okay. Have a wonderful afternoon. We'll be calling you at a different time.